Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is Talking Metal Live, and if you're not listening to it live, you must be listening to it in podcast form. We conveniently packaged it, put it on the internet, and you downloaded it, you dirty little bastard. Now, your hosts, Mark Striegel and John Astronomy.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mark.
We have... That's Bud Friendly, by the way.
Yeah, Bud Friendly. Yeah.
In the Flesh, Chapter 2. If you weren't here for Talking Rock, you weren't here.
You missed some...
You missed
some,
a great interview.
Yeah, definitely. And if you don't subscribe to Talking Rock, go to iTunes and search Talking Rock, or go directly to our Talking Rock page.
Yeah,
right?
Which is called TalkingRockPodcast.com.
Yes.
Talking Rock was unavailable because, believe it or not, it is the name of a city.
Right.
It's somewhere in the United States. Talking Rock.
Yeah.
How about that if that's where you're from, Talking Rock?
Talking Rock, Georgia, right?
Yeah, I forget where it is.
But. I think so. Anyways, the big news today, guys, of course, is Judas Priest announcing their retirement.
Tour.
Yeah, their farewell tour and their retirement. Makes me sad a little bit. You know, I grew up listening to Priest, Dio, Maiden, Ozzy, and now two of those bands that I was really into in the 80s are going to be gone. So many of the you know, idols and heroes we had were seeing either die off or simply retire.
Right.
And
now, do you think that they're going to, you know, if Kiss did a farewell tour, of course they're back. But what about Priest?
I don't think they'll do that. Right. I really don't.
I don't think they
I think, you know, let's face it, Ozzy and Kiss did farewell tours when they were still, like, what, in their late 40s, early 50s?
Right,
you know,
right.
Priest are older than Maiden. You have to remember that when Maiden came out, they were the new young kids on the block.
Right,
and Priest initially were very threatened by Maiden, you know. I would say they're definitely 60-somethings.
Right. Yeah. So for them to go away for a couple of years, I don't think they're going to do like the 70-year-old Judas Priest tour.
I don't think so. I think what you'll see probably is Halford
go out,
to continue to tour on his own when he's, you know, it's like the Bret Michaels thing, who you know, he performs on his own. He probably makes more money. Even though he can play bigger venues with Poison, he probably makes more money playing on his own.
As a solo artist.
Yeah, and I don't know. Nostradamus. I mean, a couple of good songs.
Right.
But, I mean, in retrospect, I actually listened to a little bit of it today and thought it really was a little bit, you know, a little bit of overkill. That's just my personal opinion.
Remember, you know what was weird is that Priest came out, and, you know, of course, you know how much we love Judas Priest and Rob and how cool he's been to Talking Metal. But, you know, what I thought was a little odd is that they did the Nostradamus tour, but then sort of like it seemed to me it was a little short, and then they came out with that tour where they were redoing old stuff. What was that, British Steel?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, there was – what tour did we saw? We saw with them with Heaven
Nostradamus.
And Hell. That was the first leg of Nostradamus when they were with Heaven and Hell, I guess. Yeah. And then there was talk that they were going to come back, I remember, and play the whole Nostradamus album in its entirety.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever did that.
Right. The point I was making is that it seems like they kind of weren't even into Nostradamus as much. Like, they did a little stuff for that, but then, you know, kind of just shot right into that British Steel tour.
Right. Well,
so who knows?
But yeah, I think as much as it makes me feel old and kind of makes me a little sad, yeah. I think it's probably the right decision in a business sense for Judas Priest right. to
retire. Hopefully they're going to, you know,
I think they'll go out on top of this, right. this final tour. Jay Bones agrees.
Yes.
Jay, you just look, every time I look at you, there's something yeah. different. Jay shaved his beard.
Yeah, guys, there's probably some pictures of Jay Bones, I think, with Ace on the Talking Metal website, and a lot of people used to mistake Jay for Rob Zombie, and then just now when Jay walked in earlier today, I was like, okay, who's this guy that looks like Jay Bones but different? You know? Like, who the hell is that?
Yeah, but I think this could be a good thing for our friend Metal Mike, who,
yeah,
you know,
no, it's great.
You know, hopefully he'll be able to milk a few more albums out of Halford there.
Yeah, good for Metal Mike, you know, that he just played the Garden the other day with Ozzy, yeah. and then they played the Meadowlands, the Izod Center, and
sure,
you know, Metal Mike being a Jersey guy, you know, I'm sure his whole family was, you know, so proud. But didn't he play the Garden, you know, with Sebastian Bach?
He did.
For
we
Guns.
Saw him. We saw him yeah. play there with Guns.
Guns, yeah. And then we Sebastian saw him play Bach at the Meadowlands too.
Yeah, and Guns N' Roses touring Australia and New Zealand. Some controversy
Scandal,
over
right?
there.
They were playing too loud listen, outdoors or something.
Yeah. Well, they were saying Axl was lip syncing. I guarantee he was not lip syncing.
Right, right.
You know, there's just no way. I think they had these monitors up.
I didn't even hear about this.
Yeah, and there was a delay between the local news in New Zealand played the clip, and it looked like he would sing, and then he pulled the mic away, and the voice was still going.
Right.
But it was simply that the monitors and the audio were
right.
not
There's
in
no
sync.
Way Axl Rose would lip sync.
No, no.
Yeah, ever.
No.
The technology in New Zealand is subpar.
Yes. Right.
They're
the
practically
is
idiots.
Different. It's like yeah. backwards or
compared
something.
To... Yeah. Australians,
bunch of freaking
yeah. And if it's too loud,
have a lot of listeners. I almost
no,
said
I'm kidding.
About
yeah, no, no, I'm just joking. But
bunch
no.
of hobbits over there.
We love
don't alienate our New Zealand
audience. We love
audience,
New Zealand, and we love Australia. And
Velvet Roses, I think, is from.
Oh
New Zealand,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Velvet
clan,
Rose
so
and her
big shout
group
out
of friends who did those great Talking Metal drawings. Velvet Roses is very cool.
Yeah. Anyways, I wanted to mention that the last time we did a live show, this is live for the people who are listening live and not live for the people who are listening in podcast form. But the last time we did a live show, it was our big 5-year anniversary, and I thought it was
great,
a perfect show.
Yeah.
It was lost in time, like tears and rain.
It was lost in a computer somewhere.
Yeah, and it something happened, and anyways, we were never able to podcast it,
right.
which was a little bit of a bummer because we did a lot of cool things. We went back and played the first episode ever.
Yeah, which was funny.
And
for those of you who missed it, it went a little something like this. Hi, John. Hi, Mark. It's been 5 years. Let's talk some metal.
No, in addition to all the old stuff we listened to and kind of made fun of ourselves, we had Frankie Benali from Quiet Riot on, and it was a really great interview. And then we had my friend Todd Youth, who plays with Jesse Malin now, and he was, of course, with Ace Frehley. It still is with Ace Frehley, and played with a million other cool bands like Motorhead and
right.
a bunch of people.
Yeah, well...
So,
believe me, I've lost more than 3 hours of my life. So let's get
guess
over
what
it.
I yeah. lost. I'm going to tell, you know, the Talking Metal listeners always like to hear my, well, maybe they don't, but I pretend that they like to hear my stories. I got two for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Go for it.
I'm walking down the street the other day and I fell up a flight of steps and somehow wound up losing $300.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Fell up?
Yeah. I tripped going up steps and I don't know if the money fell out when I fell up a flight of steps or like in transit or wherever I was, money just was flying out of my pocket. So
they found a pocket of anti-gravity
or
something.
Yeah. I don't know. They found $22 on the New York Waterway ferry and it probably wasn't even mine, but because I claimed I lost money, they gave it to me.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's one story, losing $300. Recovered 22. Other story.
Of other, somebody else's.
Yeah, somebody else's 22.
Recovering other people's lost items to make up for your own
right.
ill footing.
So then, check this out. I'm in a bar, of course, and I'm not going to name it because I don't want to get them in trouble because I've got a lot of good friends who work there. But at the time, when you hear the story, you'll know why I wasn't too happy. The girl sitting next to me said she lost her hair scrunchie. I don't even know. Some little things she, you know, like to hold a ponytail together. And some of these do occasionally feel velvety. So I bent down trying to be the good Samaritan and pick it up for her. And instead of picking up the scrunchie, I said, here's your scrunchie. And I didn't look. And I had a dead mouse in my hand.
Yeah.
That was last Tuesday. And I freaked out. And not because, you know, I'm afraid of mice, but I thought I was going to have to get rabies shots. And, of course, who do I call? I called my parents and I called Ace. Like, Ace is like, you know.
Ace probably does have a few extra rabies syringes lying around.
So I was like,
travel Ace, with those.
And the reason I had called him was because I was supposed to do something for him that night, like, you know, on the computer. And I thought that, you know, I was going to be tied up because, you know, I was going to have to go to the hospital and stuff. And I wanted to report that I wasn't going to be able to do his work. But I just put my hand in peroxide for like 20 minutes. And I guess I'm not dead yet. So,
wow.
Isn't that nuts?
That is pretty crazy. That is crazy. Definitely. I don't know if anybody caught my Blade Runner reference. Tears lost lost in rain. But I wanted to mention, get this. You know that little, I guess you don't call them midgets anymore. That's not the right
that's not
terminology.
PC. Little people. I don't even know.
What do you call the midgets?
I refer to myself as a little person.
A little person. Okay.
Yes, but I'm comfortable with whatever.
Okay, so you know the little person from Blade Runner?
You're like, I know you love that movie, and I think it's great. Rutger Hauer, he's great.
Like
I don't know if I know that.
Yeah,
person,
the little guy. You know, he was in Sebastian's, you know, apartment factory there when they showed up, when the replicants showed up.
You know what? I'm not sure.
Well, that little guy. Yeah, that guy from Blade Runner, who is good friends with Harrison Ford, was the same midget on the Diary of a Madman tour that Ozzy used to hang above the drum set every night. Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah. So it's just such a small world and everything comes back to Ozzy. It's quite crazy. At one point Ozzy, on the Diary of the Madman tour had to travel coach. He had to fly in a plane and he traveled coach and he was with Jack. His name was the midget or AKA
whatever
little person.
Yeah.
And there was Harrison Ford in first class who brought Jack up to drink champagne with him.
Did
and
he?
Ozzy
bring,
had
he
to
didn't
stay
bring
back.
Ozzy?
And, no, uh-oh. Ozzy had to stay back and coach.
Wow.
So
what
interesting.
A story.
This is all according to Rudy Sarzo.
That is a fascinating story.
Yeah, great stuff. And I also found it interesting, get this, that Randy Rhoads had, you know how Ozzy did the live Sabbath record, like where he covered all Sabbath songs?
Right, right. Speak of the Devil?
Yeah. Randy had actually, he didn't want to initially do that, but he had agreed to do a live record that was going to be all Sabbath. And that was partly to stick it to Iommi and Geezer, who were doing Live Evil at the time.
Right.
You know, Ozzy felt like, Ozzy and his management felt like, well, if they can cover the songs, so can I.
Right.
And it was also speculated by Rudy Sarzo in his book, Off the Rails, that there was some copyright thing that was happening and that they were going to be able to, Ozzy personally was going to be able to make a lot of money by re-releasing these Sabbath songs.
Now, but didn't Brad Gillis play on that?
He did because Rhoads
passed
died.
Away, right.
Yeah. And Rhoads had told Ozzy, I'm quitting the band, and then had eventually come back and said, all right, I'll do the Sabbath live record, AKA Speak of the Devil, and also said he would do one more studio record with Ozzy, and then he was going to quit.
Wow. And I didn't know.
Yeah. That's all according to Rudy Sarzo. So,
But then what about that tribute album? That was live stuff.
That was a mix of a few different live shows. Most of which came from the Rudy Sarzo touring days. Now, you got to remember, even though Rudy Sarzo's picture was initially on Diary, he did not play on that
record. Right. Now, that was still Bob Daisley.
Yeah. So that concert, I believe, was a Cleveland concert mixed with a Toronto concert. And then there were some other, like, I think Goodbye to Romance was actually with Bob Daisley and Lee on drums,
right, Lee
from
Chris
like
Lake,
a Euro-
right?
yeah, from a European concert. So that was at least three concerts, I think, mixed together for the tribute record.
Wow.
And I always wanted to know, did Ozzy re-record his vocals for that? Because they sound really good, and they also sound doubled.
Well, maybe he did. What about that guy, Bernie Torme? And didn't he play a few shows with Ozzy?
Yeah, that was before, Rhodes. Oh, no, that was in between Rhodes and Gillis, right? Yes.
Now, who is he from? I forgot. Where did he come from?
I don't know. Anybody know that? By the way, we have Marty here from
Marty's
the Dirty
still
Pearls.
Hanging out, yeah. Which is totally cool. Yeah. And Jay Bones is hanging out.
Yeah.
Along with Bud Friend, Jody, the engineer. Yeah, go ahead, grab the mic.
I heard that Bernie Torme, when he was on stage with Ozzy, there were in front of like 20,000 people, and he said to Ozzy, "I don't know if I can handle this."
Wow. Yeah. Jeez.
Ozzy said that in an interview that I read when I was
Victor Ruiz, a.k.a. Mar Zeri, right. Checking in the chat room. This guy knows everything, by the way. Ian Gillan.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah. That's right. Ian Gillan.
Oh,
yeah,
Gillan.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, also,
thank you, Victor.
Yannick Gers.
Yannick, yeah.
Wow.
In there, too.
Cool. Ian Gillan, Mark, you know, kind of still reminiscing. This is sort of like the extension of our 5-year anniversary. That Ian Gillan interview that we did via phone,
that was
one of the best interviews, in my opinion, that we did. Like, for me as a fan of Ian Gillan, I was very happy to interview him.
Let's relive that for a moment, if we may. Hi, Ian Gillan. This is John from Talking Metal.
Yeah.
How are you? Let's talk some metal. I don't know where my voice went.
There. Something like that.
Sorry.
Actually, you know what was wild? I was in L.A. when we did that.
Oh, yeah.
And you were in New York.
I was in New York. Yeah. Right. I forgot. Yeah, you were in L.A. I was in New York. And so Ian Gillan was in New York.
The three-way phone patch, they call
it. Yeah, yeah.
Did Gillan have any good dirt on Ritchie Blackmore?
No.
No,
not really.
Something went down there, man.
Yeah.
Something really bad. I don't know what.
Yeah. I don't know. Who knows?
You know, speaking
black magic, I suppose.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of, Sabbath, I think a lot of people forget about Born Again.
Yeah, no, great record.
And Ian Gillan is, I think, Dio, of course, was amazing. Ozzy, is the original. But Ian Gillan is like a world-class, top-notch singer, and I think...
Christ Superstar.
Yeah, Deep Purple. I mean, just to have him in Sabbath, I think that was an appropriate, replacement.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I tell you what, let's get into a little Ian Gillan right now. This is him with Deep Purple, and we'll follow that up with the third Ozzy solo record, which sadly did not include Randy Rhoads. We'll do Perfect Strangers, followed by Rock and Roll Rebel, and then we'll come back
too.
And we'll talk some metal. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talking Metal Live. Or maybe you're not. You might be listening to it in podcast form. Either way, you're still listening, and you're alive. Mark.
All right.
Thank you, Bud Friendly.
Yeah, thank you, Bud Friendly. Jay Bones, who just left the studio, mentioned that he always thought Speak of the Devil, as it was called here in the States, the Ozzy Live record, was just to get out of a contract.
Oh, okay.
And that is a rumor that, or maybe something that even came out of the Ozzy camp. But again, according to Rudy Sarzo in his book, Off the Rails, that was not the case.
Wow.
Now, Kevin Dubrow, before he died, had big problems with Rudy's book. And I am not sure what the Ozzy camp thinks of that book. Have you heard anything?
No, huh?
Yeah, I suspect they don't endorse it. But
right.
That's just, although he says a lot of great stuff about Ozzy. He also says that Sharon tried to kill herself twice during the tour and other various things. But enough with that talk. We have one of the, by the way, Hugo from Tantric, any of his fans that are listening, you can now log off.
Yeah,
he's not calling in. He's got the stomach flu and or possibly food poisoning.
Right.
And
either way, he's currently shitting water out of his ass.
Yeah, he's got it flying out of both ends. And that's it. So,
well, I'm sure we'll have Hugo on again. And
as just fill-in, how about Dan from Chicago?
Yes, Dan from Chicago.
Let's see if we can get him patched through.
Hopefully he doesn't have diarrhea, too.
Dan.
What's up? No, I don't have diarrhea. I'm good.
Very good.
You've been on hold about 20 minutes, so thank you for your patience. How are you?
Good. How are you? It's been a while.
I know, Dan. What's going on out in Chicago, Illinois?
It is freezing as hell right now.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's really cold. It's like 19.
Jeez.
And there's snow on the ground. It sucks.
Wow. Getting ready for holidays?
No, I'm not ready.
Oh.
I mean, I am, but I can't believe it's coming up so quickly.
What's
wrong? What's wrong?
Polish? What is that last name?
Yeah, I'm half Polish and Italian.
Okay, that's what I am, too. So Christmas is your holiday. I was going to ask you, Hanukkah or Christmas? And
yep, Christmas.
Christmas, very good. Hey, Polish-Italian, just like me.
Yep.
What's wrong? You just don't like Christmas that much?
What's up?
You just don't like Christmas that much?
No, I'm kind of
satanic, right?
Kind of bummed out. You know, got laid off from my job last week.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Oh, man.
Sorry, everybody's, getting laid off. 8 people got let go, so it's all good, though.
Where did you work?
At a factory.
Well, Dan, you will definitely bounce back, and if it's any consolation, I mean, everybody's jobs are rough right now, you know?
Yep.
So what bands are you listening to right now?
Still Guns N' Roses. Got into the Bret Michaels kick like everybody else did with this show.
Cool.
But I'm kind of mad that he turned country. I was kind of like, what the hell is going on? You know?
I think he's on the Country Music Awards tonight.
I know.
Is he?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Why did he switch over to country?
I don't know. I have to tell you, I saw him in New Jersey about 2 weeks ago, and there was no country in the set. It was pure rock set. All the greatest Poison songs.
You know, I think it's kind of like Kid Rock. Like, you know, Kid Rock's, you know, he's done hip hop, done metal, and now he, you know, country people like him. I think Brett is, you know, I don't think he's going to quit rock or anything, but I think he's just kind of dabbling in a bunch of different styles right now, you know?
All right. Well, I kind of got worried about that album when I was listening to it. I'm like, what the hell?
Well, Dan, before we let you go, because we have actually Eric from former White Wizard guitarist trying to call in, I think, right now. So let me ask you, what is your current thoughts on Guns N' Roses?
Well, I'm kind of freaked out by the fact that you were talking about how Axl was lip syncing. I really don't see that happening.
I was saying he was not. I was saying he was not lip syncing.
Good. That's ridiculous. I don't think you ever would. And I freaked out like a month ago when Duff McKagan went on stage with him. I screamed like a little chick when I heard about that. I thought definitely for sure that a reunion would be happening, but I don't think so. What do you think?
Well, hey, you know what I just heard? I just heard that Axel is suing Activision or some video game company because he doesn't want Slash in
Guitar
Hero.
Slash was on the cover. He was on the cover of the Guitar Hero thing. So whatever, man. It's like they eventually are going to have to do a reunion.
Stop,
I mean, you got to heat the pool. As Sean Penn told me when I asked him about some of his questionable movies, he looked at me and he said, "You got to heat the pool."
Yeah,
so you got to heat the pool. So
Duff tried. You know, maybe that was Duff's way of trying.
Duff will be the bridge in between the two, and I suspect that, you know, hell will freeze over, and you know, like it did with the Eagles, and
right,
and it will happen at some point.
Well, what do you think though? Is it going to be Matt Sorum or is it going to be Steven Adler?
It better be Matt Sorum. It better be Matt.
I don't know. I would think.
Because aren't Axel and Matt not too...
No, Axel and Matt are great. They hung out in New York like 3 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember, Matt Sorum told us that he was friendly with Axel.
That was episode 100 when you guys...
Right, right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Good memory.
You are good, Dan.
you got your facts down, man. What did you think of episode 321?
Good, awesome.
Cool.
I don't even know. I don't even know if I listened to that one. No,
who was on that one?
I forgot.
All right, man. Well, listen, stay warm out there. I know the weather's been bad and the thing with your job. I'm sorry. So sorry to hear that.
Yeah, you're going to bounce back, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Thank
you. Yeah, life goes in cycles and, you know, keep rocking and we're going to hopefully talk with you soon.
You know what? My thoughts on that, you know, like I'm telling my family, I did not get fired. I did not do anything stupid to lose my job, so that makes me feel a little bit better.
Oh, yeah. Right. Believe me. It's like it's beyond your control. It's just like companies are running out of money. It's like, I mean, record companies are closing. I mean, everything's going down. And, you know, so it's not by any fault of yours. So.
Right, absolutely. All right, man.
All right, cool. All right, we got to clear the line because we're waiting for Eric from Overloaded to call in.
Hey, thanks, Dan, and give our best to your family.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Okay, so I guess we'll just wait for Eric from Overloaded to call in.
Yes, unless he also has a mysterious stomach flu. Coming up at 9 p.m., we have...
There was just somebody calling my cell phone from a 323 number. That's L.A., right?
I forgot.
Yeah, that's probably him. I'm wondering why he couldn't get through. But should we play a song and wait for him to call in?
Yeah, why don't we do that? And I just want to tell everybody, stay tuned, because at 9 p.m., Eddie Ojeda from Twisted Sister will be our guest. So... stick around, guys.
Yeah, you know what I wanted to do, actually? We, our friend Arun Venkatesh did new intros for us, and I wanted to play some
of
those.
Let's just hear them.
You know, it's interesting, because I reached out to, you remember that guy Donovan, who did some of our original?
Yeah. Which he did a great job, Donovan.
Yeah, I reached out to him to do some more, and the email bounced back, I hope nothing happened to him. And then I Googled his name and I couldn't come up with anything. Donovan was actually, he was blind.
Yeah, which was amazing.
And he was an audio wizard and he did all those original.
Like 10, 9.
Yeah.
And Bud Friendly, of course, you know, was on those too.
I'm a wizard. Yes. I was sleeping, sorry. Somebody say something.
We said that we loved your work on all the talking metal intros. And
oh,
of course,
you
of course did more intros.
I bet you say that to anybody that says your name.
Well, let's check out Bud Friendly and Arun Venkatesh working the new talking metal intro right here.
Fresh.
Right now. It's very fresh, right out of the oven. Check it out. Here it is. Right about now.
Coming right up in about a second or two.
Yeah.
Or three.
iTunes, man.
He's still walking to the oven.
Mark Striegel.
John Astronomy.
The Talking Metal Podcast, coming to you from the Silver Spacecraft. I'm Bud Friendly, and now your hosts, Mark and John.
It's Maiden, by the way.
Yeah, that's cool.
Anyways, great stuff. Thank you, Arun.
Thank you, buddy.
For the record, that is four different bands. That's Priest, Maiden, obviously. A little King Diamond mixed in there.
Good deal.
And also that, I believe that Dive, Whammy Bar Dive, is Motley Crue.
Wow.
Yeah, so good stuff. And we look forward to hopefully some more intros from Arun. I wanted to also mention that Lon Friend checked in with Mark Striegel today. The new book is done. It's self-published. This may be an exclusive. Sweet Demotion, it's called. Not Demolition. I looked at it, I thought,
Sweet Demotion.
Sweet Demotion. How an almost famous journalist lost everything.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like a real happy read.
Oh, my God. I didn't know he lost everything.
Yeah, you know, he
who's
did.
Who's that about, Larry King?
Almost, yeah. He was on top of the world, RIP magazine editor, right. And, you know, running, hanging out with Axl Rose at his house, and, you know, next thing he knows, he's broke in Las Vegas, writing for the local music rag out there.
Right.
He really went from top to bottom.
Hey, well, look at us.
Yeah. No, <I'm kidding>.
2 years ago, we're on top. We're talking metal on TV, and, and now we're not. But yeah. Hey,
cool.
That's all right.
Let's talk to our friend Eric. Maybe Jake, you could patch Eric through. That would be great.
Eric, hey, for all you listeners, this is Eric from the great bands, Overloaded and White Wizard. He's now not with either of those. Eric, what's up, man?
What's going on, John? Good to hear from you.
Great to hear from you, man. I had a great time when I hung out with you and Mark in New York City, and I'm just bummed to hear that you're not with White Wizard anymore.
Yeah, I haven't been with them for over 6 months. That one tour was kind of our shining moment, and I was really... really happy to be a part of it. I'll remember that for the rest of my life.
Well, that's cool.
And hey, Mark here, Eric. And just for the record, it seems like White Wizard, at least even before you were in, it's just this revolving door of musicians. I mean, it's like you're not the only one to have come and gone from that band. What's up with that?
There's been eight guys that have been through the doors, through the lineup over the last 2 years. And the first lineup's in Holy Grail now, which is a killer band. Have you guys heard of them?
I think somebody sent me a link, and probably was you, and I did check them out, and it sounded great.
Yes, it's one of the albums I picked up this year that's, like, worth picking up. And so they've gone on, and White Wizard's on their third .5 lineup.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's just chemistry issues. And I think finally he's found some guys that can get along with them. So that's really all it comes down to. You know, there's been a lot of mudslinging going around, but when it comes at the end of the day, it was just none of us got along. So
right,
it was doomed, man. But it was cool while it lasted.
Well, yeah, you were great with the band. I mean, musically, I mean, it was awesome. And you know, of course, you know, Mark and I are fans of your stuff, no matter who you're playing with. So now that's the question: what are you doing right now?
Yeah, right now I'm playing in one of my neighbor's bands.
And this is an indie rock band you mentioned to me in an email?
Yeah, it's an indie rock band. It's totally different from anything I've done before. It's really simplistic. It's kind of the Doors meets White Stripes meets
interesting.
Nirvana. Yeah, and it's been a lot of fun. It's like, you know, I really think you could, you know, our band could use an element of some lead guitar in there, because it was really just a pure rhythm-based band. And I'm like, yeah, well, I'm not doing anything right now.
Right.
Cool. Well, it's great. Great to you're jamming with people. And then you're also doing some teaching, too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I've been teaching over at Guitar Center Studios. And what Guitar Center is doing, this is their prototype lesson center. And they have lessons there, obviously, keyboards, guitars, drums, bass, vocals. And they also have state-of-the-art rehearsal facilities. It's a pretty neat concept, and it seems to have taken off. I believe they're going to be launching more stores in California and eventually nationwide. So that's been really cool. And I'm all just started teaching at a new music school in Santa Monica called the School of Rock, which has
excellent
has places all across the country. So. Yeah, that's I really enjoy it. That's what I've been doing for 10 years. That's how I pay my bills, you know?
Yeah, I know. Good. It's funny. I know our friends Bumblefoot and Frank from GNR, the current GNR, they do a lot of stuff with School of Rock, and Frank's daughter actually is even attends School of Rock in New Jersey.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, it's,
is that
it seems
Paul
like a
Green
great
School of Rock? Is that what that
I
one's
think
called?
So. Eric,
yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, there's a documentary that you can get on Netflix. And I don't know if he's involved with them anymore, if he kind of sold it off.
Oh, okay.
And it's gone with a different company, people of investors. But it's really performance-based. And they get some really talented kids, you know? It's kind of interesting.
So
and
what songs do you play with the kids?
Like Hotel California, Rage Against the Machine. Depends on their skill level, you know? Like there's some real beginner stuff, like some Ramones for newbies. And then the songs get more complicated depending on the child's or the student's talent level.
Very
and
cool.
So that's what it's really all about, is getting the kids on stage, getting the kids to have fun and perform, which really is what you want to do as a musician, you know, not just be a bedroom musician.
Yeah, and how old do the kids need to be to participate in School of Rock?
Seven.
Okay.
Wow. Right, and then is there an age limit?
I don't know. All the students have been, I think my oldest student was like 15 so far, but it's just opened up. So I've only been working there less than a month at this point.
Could we enlist astronomy in School of Rock?
I
think that's where he's going with this. No.
Can I be part of that? No.
just kidding.
Yeah, no, yeah, Eric, it's a cool thing. What a cool concept, I think. You know, it's I love the movie.
Awesome,
what was it called? School of Rock?
Yeah. Right,
with Jack Black?
Yeah, School of Rock. And what's neat about it is during the orientation meeting, I met all the other teachers, and all the teachers, I mean, you know, out here there's a billion, trillion musicians, and they have 1,000 applications. And all of the teachers have been in bands. They've gone on tour. Some of them have had, you know, record deals at one point or another. So it's a really cool cast of people teaching as well. So I'm really excited about it. Both places, like Guitar Center Studios, one of the drummer Chet used to be in the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, very cool.
That's some really cool. And, you know, there was a drum teacher there for a while. Another drum teacher, he was in Power Man 5000. And then, of course, my brain's not working. Who is the keyboard player that played with Guns N' Roses on Use Your Illusion?
Dizzy Reed?
No.
Teddy Zigzag?
Oh, Teddy Zigzag. Right.
Yeah. No, he hosts the jam nights the last Thursday of every month there.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's been on
Talking Metal. I had the chance to hang with him when he was doing Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, and he's just a really, really cool dude. And he's friends with, like, everybody out in L.A. because, you know, I know he's played on Gilby Clark's record, Slash's record, like a lot of cool stuff. So, yeah, see, that's a great bunch of people for you to be hanging with, Eric, because, you know, who knows, maybe you'll team up with some of those dudes, to put a musical project together.
There was one point where none of us had lessons for an hour, and the dudes were out jamming. There's also a main stage. That's where they have the Thursday performances that Teddy hosts. And, you know, Chet was on drums, and Bobby was on bass, and at the time, a guy named Gene was playing keyboard, and I just picked up my axe, and we just started improv jamming, and it was awesome, man. It was, like, a lot of fun, you know?
Very, very cool.
Cool.
Real cool cats out there. So, teaching-wise, been doing a Megadeth tribute, and this is all just for fun, you know?
And now you guys are doing the whole Rust in Peace album from start to finish?
Yeah. It was, you know, I saw an ad on Craigslist, and they were looking for a Dave Mustaine to do the guitar playing parts. I was like, hell yeah. You know, I've never taken the time to sit down and learn. Megadeth's been one of my favorite bands since I was a kid. But I never took the time to sit down and actually learn their tunes from start to finish. I might have learned a riff here and there, you know. And right. I was super excited about it, and we've been doing that, and we played, I don't know, 4 or 5 shows at this point. We've got to take a month because the singer's from Australia, and he's going back for the holidays, and then he'll be back in January. It's kind of interesting because he was actually a soap opera star out in Australia, and then he's been pursuing music, and he was like, it was really cool, you know, the chicks and the money was great, but it had a bad effect on his reputation in the music world, you know?
Yeah. Wow. There was a famous rocker who
Rick
was...
Rick Springfield was...
Was another, like, metal dude. I can't remember his name. Yeah.
He was on a soap opera?
Yeah.
In the U.S.?
Yeah. I can't remember his name, but it'll come to me.
Like old, like...
No, like 90s. I can't remember, like Funk Monkey or something they were called. I can't remember, but it'll come to me. Yeah. But interesting stuff. Now, and you also did a recent reunion show with Overloaded, the band that turned us on to you. Was that back in Detroit, I'm assuming?
Yeah, that was back in Detroit, and it was over Labor Day weekend. I was visiting my folks, and I kind of... You know, I was talking to the guys, like, would you like to do a reunion show? And they're all for it, you know. They're still jamming together. And, yes, we did a show at our old stomping grounds, the Token Lounge on the west side. And it was a great turnout. We got some videos of it and put it up on YouTube if anyone, you know, wants to check it out.
Cool.
It was a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll do that in the future, you know, just get together once, twice a year when the timing works out and everyone's in the same city.
Yeah, and it's great that you guys are still all friends and stuff, you know, and you could do that kind of a thing.
Yeah, we're great friends. I still talk with Zoe and Chris like every week.
Great.
I was talking with Chris today.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're having a great time out in L.A. too.
Yeah, just life in general is fucking awesome out here, you know?
Cool.
Just, you know, I'm right in Hollywood. You know, I went to a metal show last night at CineSpace. They got these Rock Mondays. Some porn actresses were doing some promotional thing, and then there was like three killer metal bands.
Cool.
One called Huntress and the other Gypsy Hawk, and $3 Colt 45 tall boys. And
hey, I went to this place called Jerry's Famous Deli. Do you know where that is?
Oh, man, I've never been there. No, I haven't heard of it.
It's like right on the border of Beverly Hills and West Hollywood, but Ace Frehley told me it's like a big-name place out there. I went there twice.
Awesome, man. Yeah, I mean, I've spent a lot of time on the Strip. You know, Shotgun, that's the indie rock band that I've been jamming with. We're doing a show at the Cat Club this Thursday. You know, it's going to be a first club show. It's a lot of fun, you know, obviously hitting it's all the spots, the Viper Room, Key Club, Rainbow, Roxy, Whiskey.
Cool.
All there, you know. And it's just like a bus ride. That's been kind of new for me. You know, coming from Detroit, you never take any public transportation. You just walk down to Sunset and Wilcox and take the 2 down to the Sunset Strip, you know.
Cool. Hey, back to Megadeth. How hard is Hangar 18? Is that something maybe somewhat mediocre guitar player could learn like myself?
Yeah, I don't think it's one of the most challenging things. Like right in the...
Because I keep listening to it. I keep listening to it over and over again. I'm thinking, you know, I think maybe this is one Megadeth song I could actually play. Not including the solo. I'm talking just the rhythm parts.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you could do it. You know, the most challenging stuff I'm finding, because, you know, we got the Rust in Peace stuff down, and we're just talking about doing some other songs for fun. And Wake Up Dead, oh my God, I started learning that song. And I was, you know, just writing down the riffs. And I think I'm like 2/3 through the song at this point, and I'm up to like riff H or I, J, K.
Wow.
There's so many riffs, and it's pretty damn challenging. Megadeth is a great thing. I really recommend anybody to pursue challenging themselves and learning Megadeth tunes. Because it's one thing to play like Iron Maiden and Metallica songs, but Megadeth, it takes it to a whole new level musicianship-wise.
Yeah. Definitely. Cool.
No doubt about it.
Well, Eric, we wish you the best of luck, and we want you to stay in touch with us. We hope that you end up back in some sort of metal project soon. I mean, besides the tribute stuff that you're doing for Megadeth right now.
Yeah, that's just for fun, you know?
Yeah,
But 2011, I'm definitely going to, you know, I'm always scanning and meeting new people, and my goal is to be in another original metal project in 2011. So.
Well, let's hope so, because you've been in two bands that we thought were just great, White Wizard and Overloaded, and we can't wait to hear what you're up to next. We're going to let you go, but we're going to get into some Overloaded right now. How about President's Day?
Yeah. Killer, man.
Great song. And before you go, can we get a Talking Metal ID from you, your name, and you're listening to Talking Metal?
Yeah, you ready?
You bet.
Hey, this is Eric Kluber, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Cool. Thanks, Eric.
Eric, thanks a lot, man. Talk to you soon.
All right. See you, Mark. See you, John.
This Bye-bye. Is President's Day.
President's Day! Yeah, I'm gonna get what I say. fight.